Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes, hey Brandon, this is
Kiara
Joseph.
Hamilton. Oh,
Yeah,
sorry, I'm sorry.
I have a Miss Kiara Hamilton. Last name is Hamilton. Her best phone number is 214-215-4889. She needs assistance with a Depo Provera claim.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll take the transfer over
You're
from here.
welcome. Hi, Miss Hamilton. Thanks so much for your patience, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a
You
wonderful day.
too. Thanks so much.
Hello, Kiara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's good to hear. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Of
Well,
course.
my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today for a claim to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim through today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed any documents with any other law firms against Depo Provera?
No, I have not.
Okay, thank you. Now, was it you who was taking Depo?
Yes.
Okay, so you would be filing this claim for yourself. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago were you diagnosed?
Taking a remission. It was in 2017.
It was in 2017. I see. Around what time in 2017? Towards the end or beginning?
August of 2017.
August of 2017. Got it. And did you just say that you're in remission from the meningioma now?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it. And how long has it been in remission for?
Well, I got the tumor removed
Right.
in 2017 as well, and of course I had to do my radiation, and it hasn't came back once they
Oh,
removed that tumor.
I see. I'm
Yeah.
glad to hear that it hasn't. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. What is your date of birth?
April 9th, 1993.
1993. Okay, got it. And when it comes to Depo Provera, how many years did you use it for?
So I started it. It was 2012, so it had to be about 5 years.
Okay, so it was 2012 up until 2017. Did you stop because of
Correct.
side effects or because of your diagnosis?
Yes. I started having side effects. That's what made me go in to
Oh, I
get,
see.
a screening.
Okay, got it. I'm glad that you did go in to get that screening.
Me
Now,
too. Me
for
too.
Depo Provera itself, it looks like you used it for about that 5 years. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera in the same way?
I don't.
Okay, that's a good thing. Now, on to questions about Depo in itself. Can you confirm that you are using the injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I
Okay,
was.
got it. And did you use it for 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm that in one of those 5 years that you took it, that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Correct, yes.
Got it. Okay. And you said earlier that you started in 2012 towards 2017. In 2012, do you happen to know what month that would be? It's okay if not.
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure.
That's okay.
But I know it was during the summertime. I
Okay.
mean, honestly, I would say about June.
Around June. Got it.
Yeah, because it was the summertime.
Okay. And when it comes to 2017, when you stopped, was it around August that you stopped or a little bit before?
Yes, it was in August when I stopped.
It was in August. Okay. Got it. Okay. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me?
I am a female.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your marital status?
I am single.
Okay. And your first name?
Sadly.
No, I understand. I'm in the same boat. Okay, so first name, Kiera, Kierra.
Yes.
Okay, and your last name, Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay. Hamilton.
Correct.
Okay. And Kiara, do you have a middle name?
Lynn, Lin.
So just Lin. Okay. Lynn. Kiara Lynn Hamilton. Okay. Got it. Now, what is your social, Kiara?
629.
Okay.
366056.
Okay. 6293660 56.
Correct.
Okay. And for your primary contact information, what I have is HamiltonKiara93@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And your primary phone number is 214-215-4889?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Got it. How would you prefer to be contacted? Through phone calls, texts, emails?
Yes, that's fine. Through phone is fine.
Okay. Got it. And what's the best time of day for you? I understand if you work in the mornings and such, maybe the afternoon is better.
Any day is fine.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and mark down morning around this hour. Okay. And what is your address? Okay.
14400 JFK Boulevard, apartment 1122 in Fort Worth, Texas, 76155.
And apartment number 122?
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right, so going back to your diagnosis in 2017, do you remember what your doctor's name was?
Yes, it was Dr. Alfred.
Okay, Dr. Alfred?
Brent. Yeah, Brent was his first name.
Oh, Brent Alfred.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Dr. Brent Alfred. And what was the hospital's name?
It's Texas Health in Fort Worth.
Texas Health, and that was in Fort Worth. Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
Texas Health Harris Methodist, is that on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, I have the correct hospital then. Do you have your doctor's phone number? It's completely fine if you don't.
Yes. Hold on, I have to look that up. I have it saved in my phone.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, here it is. 817-878.
Got it.
5333.
33. Okay. Got it. Thank you for that. And a random question, but in the past, have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I have not. Okay. Never.
Okay. Thank God. I'm glad to hear that you haven't.
Thank you.
Now, when it goes to treatment, you did have surgery regarding this meningioma, correct?
Yes, I did.
And was it Brent Alfred that guided you through treatment?
Yes, it was. It was him who did my surgery, actually.
Oh, well, really? I see. And did you stay at the
same
hospital?
Is that the doctor that you were asking about?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry. You said what again, sir?
No problem. Did you stay at the same hospital all throughout treatment?
I did. I was in the hospital for 5 days.
Oh, for 5 days straight, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got that down here. Okay. And after your treatment, you said that you did go through, was it radiation or?
Yes, it was. I went through radiation. I know it was from October.
Right.
October. And then I did it for about 8 weeks.
Okay. 8 weeks of radiation.
Mm-hmm. Five days a week. They had me doing it 5 days a week.
I see. And by the way, just out of curiosity, how did that affect you when you were going through radiation?
I had a lot of support from my loved ones, but it was very scary. You know, it was scary, especially being so young,
right. Not
knowing really what's going on, you know, thinking that you're trying to safe in life and you end up, you know, having to get surgery.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. You were extremely young as well, but you had your family around you and such, and you did get through the radiation. That's good to hear.
I did. Thank you for them. Yes.
So after you finished that radiation, have they given you any type of medications or anything pharmaceutical-wise?
No.
Okay, got it.
No.
Okay. Now, for your medical records, do you keep a copy of those or do you leave them all with the doctor or the
It's all with
hospital?
the doctor, the
Okay.
hospital.
Got it. If you were to request them, you'd be able to get a copy.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and mark that off. And if you had a copy, would you prefer to email them or mail them?
Email.
Got it. Okay, my last question for you then is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact. So we wouldn't go out of our way to contact this person, but if we're unable to contact you, this will be our second resource to actually get in touch.
Okay. Yeah, this is fine. This number is fine.
Got it. Give me one second.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put your email into the emergency then. So if it's an
Okay, thank
emergency,
you.
we'll just send an email through. Okay, got it. Well, that was all the questions I had for you here. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to your email as well as your text messages so you have a copy in both. Now, these documents are
Okay.
going to be the retainers for the attorney. So once you sign these, the attorney will give you a call in the next 2 days here and verify all of the information that we went over. Once it's all verified, the claim is submitted. So this will be the longest call you had regarding the claim. The next one should be about 5 minutes with the attorney. Now, also in these documents are the medical release forms. So if you would like, you can let the law firm pull the medical records from the hospital, but you can also get them yourself and email them or mail them to the law firm.
Okay, so just go ahead and assign it
So go ahead
now.
and put me
Okay.
on speaker, open the link, and you should be able to open the documents where you can sign and initial, and I'll go over those signatures.
Okay. Okay, I'm starting. Signed. Okay, I signed them.
Okay, let me take a look here, make sure everything looks correct.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Yeah, so you're all set when it comes to those signatures. Now, what you can expect is that phone call from the attorney from an 800 number in the next 2 days. I'll send you the law firm's information as well here. So if you don't get the call, then go ahead and give the law firm a call up and you should get transferred over to the attorney. That being said, if you have any questions at all, I'm going to send a message from my personal desk line. So you can text or call me at any
Okay.
time, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, hopefully I can make the process easy for you here. I appreciate your time and patience.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course, I hope you have a great Christmas when it comes around, and I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you. You too. Have a great one.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.